Hi, I'm Dennis Newsham with Dennis Newsham Photography. Thank you for joining me for my next blog. Fall Migration 2025 in New York City Hidden Gems. This fall migration season in New York City has been filled with hidden gems and quiet moments of wonder. The cool autumn nights have been slow to arrive, and the air still carries some of summer's warmth. Even so, migration is well underway, and there have already been beautiful surprises across the city, from Central Park and Madison Square Park to Meadow Lake at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. Each week brings new visitors passing through, a reminder that even in the heart of the city, nature's always moving. The joy of discovery in unexpected places. I spend a lot of my days chasing reports or checking updates on eBoard, Discord, or Twitter, but sometimes the best moments come from just walking around. Fall reminds me that birding in New York is not just about the big parks. It's about the small plazas, the narrow corners, and the unexpected bits of green that hold life even in the middle of the city. Even at places like Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan, you can find something special if you take the time to look. Bird alerts help guide me, but the real joy comes from noticing what's right in front of you. Some of the best sightings this season have come when I least expected them. The city has always a way of surprising you, and each bird feels like a gift that reminds me to keep paying attention. Highlights of Fall Migration 2025 in New York City. The fall has brought a mix of expected visitors and a few surprises. We have seen a wide range of species across the city, each adding its own spark to the season. Some of the highlights for me was a yellow-breasted chat at Verizon Plaza, a Connecticut warbler at Madison Square Park, and another later at Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan. Each sighting feels like something special. The yellow-breasted chat stood out right away with its bright colors, and I thought I was thrilled to see it. Part of me also felt for the bird. Verizon Plaza is mostly concrete with limited trees and little cover. There's no water source nearby, and it's a busy place, surrounded by traffic and noise. Still, that little bird managed to find its way there, resting between its long journey south. It is a reminder that wildlife is always adapting, even in the most unexpected places. The Connecticut warbler at Madison Square Park was another treat. I have been following reports and was lucky enough to find it blending into the foliage. I took patience and a bit of luck. Later, another one showed up at Trinity Church, where I also saw hermit thrushes, red starts, even a peewee flycatcher. There were reports of a woodcock there too, which made the area even more exciting. A whippoorwill in a moment of wonder in Central Park. One of my favorite moments this season came from Central Park. I had just seen a bird alert about an eastern whippoorwill and decided to rush over, hoping to catch a glimpse. On my way, I noticed a Cooper's hog. Standing in a narrow stream, its reflection rippling across the water, I stopped for a moment, completely taken by surprise, before continuing on. When I reached the spot, the whippoorwill was resting quietly on a branch high in a tree, clear to see in the afternoon light. These birds are usually so well camouflaged against bark and leaf litter that finding one in full view felt almost unreal. It was one of those moments that keeps you going during migration, a reminder that even in the heart of the city, magic can appear when you least expect it. Another unexpected moment in Central Park came when I photographed a budgerigar, also known as a parakeet. It was in the grass among a small flock of sparrows, feeding calmly as if it belonged there. Its bright colors stood out against the green and brown tones of the park, a splash of tropical color in the middle of New York City. At one point, it lifted off and flew straight towards me, giving me a chance to capture a rare flight shot. These birds are native to Australia, so this one was most likely someone's lost pet, that had been reported on bird alerts earlier in the week. I was happy to see it and to watch how the sparrows seemed to accept it among them. It has not been seen in recent days, but for that short time, it brought something special to the park and reminded me how nature finds a way to surprise us. Photography and light challenges during New York City's fall migration. The weather never really cooperates during fall migration, but that is a part of the experience. This year we had warm days, sudden rain, and even a northeaster that brought strong winds through the city. Still, the birds keep moving, and so do we. Every morning feels different. The light shifts quickly this time of year, the skies are often overcast, and the days are shorter, so finding the right light can be difficult. In spring, the birds are brighter, showing their best colors for breeding season. In the fall, the colors are softer, the tones are more muted. It takes a little more patience to notice them, but it makes each discovery more rewarding. You learn to look for the smallest movements, a flick of a wing, or the shape of a bird blending into the leaves. Low light can make photography tricky, but that is part of the challenge and the reward. New York City's birding community in the spirit of fall migration. One of the best things about fall migration is the people you meet along the way. Birding has a way of bringing everyone together, especially this time of year. You cross paths with new birders who are just starting out, and you reconnect with friends you've known for years. Sometimes you find yourself standing beside someone you've never met, both watching the same tiny bird in a tree. And before you know it, you're sharing stories and tips. These moments feel like small reunions before the long winter ahead. Everyone is trying to make the most of the season to see as much as they can before the cold sets in. There's a shared excitement in the air, a feeling that something special could appear at any moment. It's never about competition, just curiosity and appreciation. Beyond birds and everyday wildlife in New York City. This fall, there's not been as many butterflies as in past years, but the ones I have still seen brought a lot of joy. A few common buckeyes, some monarchs, a couple of orange sulfurs, and a few white cabbages were around. None of them are rare, but they were all beautiful in their own way. Sometimes you do not need something rare to make your day special. Just seeing one flutter by catches your attention and makes you pause for a moment. Even when the butterflies are quiet, there are plenty of familiar faces to appreciate. Blue jays, northern cardinals, and house sparrows all bring color and sound to the parks. They are easy to overlook because we see them often, but each one adds to the rhythm of the city's wildlife. The Red Bishop at Meadow Lake and Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. Every now and again, a sighting comes along that feels completely unexpected. This fall, that moment was the report of a red bishop at Meadow Lake and Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. It's a species from Africa. When I heard it, I had to see it for myself. A friend of mine had spotted it, and I could not resist heading out to look. I spent a few hours searching and was not lucky to see it. It was startled by the park's crew mowing a nearby baseball field. They were just doing their job, but the sound sent the bird flying. I waited a while, hoping it would return, but it didn't. Still, that day and the next day brought plenty of other moments worth remembering. The following day, we saw Lincoln sparrows, yellow warblers, and red-winged blackbirds, all part of the joy of the chase. Why I turned birding into an art. Every time I go out to photograph wildlife, I remember why I started doing this in the first place. It is not only about taking pictures, it's about sharing the feeling of the discovery and the connection that comes from seeing these moments in nature. Over time, this has grown into creating pieces that people bring those moments into their homes in a meaningful way. I think a lot of what I do is turning photography into functional art. Not everyone has wall space for prints, so I have found other ways to share my images. My pillowcases, tea towels, puzzles, microfiber cloths, and scarves all start with a moment in nature that inspired me. I like bringing people closer to nature and making products that they can connect with. Wild New York 2026 Calendar, a year of New York wildlife photography. The Wild New York 2026 calendar brings the year's journeys together. Each page captures a moment of New York's wildlife through my lens. It is designed to be both beautiful and useful, with spaces for notes, cultural holidays, and federal observances. I want it to be something that brightens a wall and lifts the mood. Every month tells a part of the story, reminding us that nature continues to thrive even here. Reflections on fall, wildlife, and the spirit of Wild New York. Fall always goes by too quickly. The warm light fades, the air turns crisp, and soon the parks will grow quiet again. I try to enjoy the season while it lasts. Each bird, butterfly, or a simple walk through the park is a reminder to stay present. Watching wildlife in New York City has taught me patience and appreciation. The city can be loud and fast, but nature has its own pace. Migration connects us to something larger. As the cool nights settle in, I'm grateful for another season of discovery. These are the moments that keep me inspired to create, to explore, and to share the beauty of Wild New York. Bring nature home. Celebrate New York City's wild side with wildlife prints, puzzles, scarves, and the Wild New York 2026 calendar at DennisNewsham.com. Wildlife prints and gifts inspired by nature. Thanks for listening. Take a walk, look up once in a while, and enjoy the wild side wherever you are. Until next time, happy birding!